Health benefits for mineralized water? Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Alyssa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. A recent study may show the importance of certain minerals within drinking water, whether from tap, well, or bottle. USDA's Rod Bain has the story.
Could drinking mineralized water provide health benefits? A recent study by a Montana State University research team led by Dan Heil may point to that. The study reveals increased hydration levels when consumers drank mineralized bottled water compared to those who drank water with no mineral content, with the emphasis on shifts to keep pH levels within the body balanced.
What ended up happening was that the group of individuals who drank this mineralized water had some of these distinct shifts in physiological measures that we thought might happen.
Now, Heil says the study focused on bottled water, but could apply to spring waters, well water, even tap water. And he adds there are three types of minerals that are common in true mineral and spring waters: calcium, magnesium, and sodium.
And of these three, calcium and magnesium have been shown repeatedly in clinical trials, variety of settings, variety of health conditions all over the world, different populations of people, to have very significant health influences, whether consumed in the context of water or not.
And Heil believes it is this focus on specific minerals within water that will carry this research into the future.
So mineral waters, if you wanted to distill this down to a quick and dirty answer here, mineral waters that are relatively high in calcium and magnesium probably have the most potential benefit when consumed on a regular basis. And by regular, I mean daily, yearly. It's got to be constant.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And the study suggests there may be significant health benefits from people who do consume minerals through their water on a daily basis instead of trying to supplement with vitamins or pills. Have a safe day and join us next time on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.